Light and Truth, the Old Testament, or Bible Thoughts and Themes. Written by Horatius Bonar, narrated by Cython Williams. Preface. All the rivers run into the sea, yet the sea is not full, said the wisest of the wise. We might add to this and say, all the rivers come out of the sea, yet the sea is not empty. All the good books in the world have, more or less directly, come out of the Bible, yet the Bible is not empty. It is as full now as it was when it was first written. Let's not be afraid of exhausting it. There is only one book that bears such study. Let us be thankful that our world does contain such a book. It must be superhuman, supernatural. Blessed be God that there is at least one thing thoroughly superhuman and supernatural in this world. There is something that stands out from and above the laws of nature, something visible and audible to link us with Him whose face we do not see and whose voice we do not hear. What a void there would be here if this one fragment of the divine, now venerable, both with wisdom and age, were to disappear from our midst. Or, what is the same thing, if the discovery were to be made that this ancient volume is not the unearthly thing that men have deemed it to be, but, at the highest estimate, a mere fragment from the great block of human thought, perhaps, according to another estimate, a mere relic of superstition.
"Bring the book," said Sir Walter Scott, upon his deathbed to Lockhart.
"What book?" asked Lockhart.
"What book?" replied the dying novelist. "There is but one book."
Yes, there is but one book, and one day we will know it, when that which is human will pass away, like the mists from some Lebanon peak, and leave that which is divine to stand out and to shine out, alone in its unhidden grandeur. God is recalling humanity to the book, now that was written for it. By the very attacks made on it by enemies, as well as by the studies of its friends, He is bringing us back to this one volume as the light shining in a dark place. He is asking us to take ourselves to it so that we may know the past, the present, and the future. Let us read it. Let us study it. Let us love it. Let us reverence it. It will guide. It will cheer. It will enlighten. It will make wise. It will purify. It will lead us into all truth. It will deliver us from the fermenting errors of the day. It will save us from the intellectual dreams of a vain philosophy, from the corrupted taste of a sensational literature, from the baseless novelties of spiritual mysticism, from the pretentious sentimentalisms of men who soar above all creeds and abhor the name of law, from broad churchism and high churchism and no churchism. It will lead us into light and love, into liberty and unity, imparting strength and gladness. This book is the Word of God. It contains the words of God, and it is the Word of God, the thing that God has spoken to man. Being the Word of God, that which it contains must be the words of God. Each word of God is true, and is as divine as it is true. But are there not various readings, so that at times we are uncertain as to which is the authentic word? Yes, but these cases are few, and doubtful cases do not invalidate those that are not doubtful, the latter of which compose more than 9/10 of the Bible. The doubtful readings make us far more secure as to all the rest. There are various readings in Homer and Cicero, but the occurrence of these does not prove that the rest are not really the very words of Homer and Cicero. But are there not words of wicked men, indeed even of Satan himself, in the Bible? How can I say that it contains nothing but the words of God? I did not say this, but I say that even the words of the wicked are inserted in it by God for a wise purpose. In interpreting such words, we are to consider what that purpose is, so that taking the passage as a whole, we will extract the truth of God from it, and even discover also how the words of the ungodly are made to illustrate the truth of God. No word is set down in the Bible except by the authority of God. This is our security and joy.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?